So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's based on a book series that's popular with kids and teenagers.
Oh, I'm listening.
To me? Yeah, sorry, thought that was clear.
Well, great. So this is the story of a kid who's having a hard time at life, but then he realizes he's part of a bigger magical world and he has powers and he has to start his training.
Wait, that's Harry Potter.
Actually, no, it's Percy Jackson.
Well, it vaguely sounds like Harry Potter and that made money, so I'm interested.
Amazing. So the movie starts with Zeus and Poseidon and they're having a chat on the top of the Empire State Building.
How come they're meeting there?
Well, because that's where they put the entrance to Olympus.
Why would ancient Greek gods put the entrance to Olympus on an American landmark?
Because, sir.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But seriously, why though?
Oh, well, I guess because America's the center of Western civilization, so it's a more convenient spot for them.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Easier commute, maybe? Faster for them to get to work in the morning?
Totally get it.
So anyway, Zeus is like, hey, Poseidon, I think your son that you never met stole my lightning bolt, and if I don't get it back in 14 days, there's gonna be war.
War? What does that mean?
The gods will go to war. They'll make a real mess.
Why is there a two-week deadline?
Because Zeus said so, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So then we're gonna meet Poseidon's son, and his name is Percy Jackson.
Oh, he's Harry Potter.
He's not, though. He's a demigod.
The boy who lived.
He's not Harry Potter, sir. So anyway, he's in school with his friend Grover, who's like, man, this place is like high school without the musical.
So, high school?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, what a weird thing to say.
So later on a field trip in a museum where they happen to be talking about demigods, it turns out that his substitute teacher is a monster.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it turns out Grover's half-goat.
What are you talking about?
Well, see, he's actually Percy's protector. He's something called a satyr.
Oh, being half a farm animal is tight.
Yeah, and so Grover and one of Percy's teachers, they come help him and save him from the monster.
Very exciting. So then what happens?
Well, Grover and Percy and his mom, they all take off in a car because a bunch of people want Percy dead. They think he's the lightning thief.
Yikes, not good.
But then a freaking minotaur throws a cow at them, so they have to fight it.
The cow?
The minotaur.
Yeah.
But then the minotaur grabs Percy's mom and turns her to dust, and she's gone.
Oh, no.
So then Percy manages to kill the minotaur, and he passes out for 3 days.
What? Why? I don't know. Okay.
But he wakes up in this place that's like a training school for special people like him.
Oh, Hogwarts.
No, it's not Hogwarts, sir. It's this place called Camp Half-Blood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the Half-Blood Prince there?
Okay, this isn't Harry Potter, sir.
For financial reasons, I'd sure like it to be.
Anyway, so Grover's showing Percy around, and Percy sees this beautiful girl, so he's like, whoa, what's her name?
His mom just died.
Yeah, well, actually, it's gonna turn out that she's not dead, so.
Right, but he thinks she died, right?
He does, yeah, but this girl's, like, really, really pretty.
Oh, she's really, really pretty. Okay, I didn't realize.
So then he sees his teacher there, who was in a wheelchair, but is actually a centaur.
He was hiding an entire horse body inside a wheelchair?
Yeah, probably magic. I wouldn't worry about it. We're not gonna explain it.
Well, okay, then.
So they tell him that he has to stay at this camp, because a lot of people want him dead, and this is the only safe place for him.
Well, at least he's safe.
Yeah. And so then Hades himself emerges from a campfire.
Oh my god.
And he reveals that he's holding Percy's mom captive, and if he wants her back, he's gonna have to get him the lightning bolt.
That camp wasn't safe at all.
So then Percy decides to go to the underworld to explain to Hades that he doesn't have the bolt.
Doesn't seem like the best plan.
Yeah, well, he's gonna go with that plan, and he's gonna bring Grover with him and that pretty girl whose name is Annabeth.
So how do they intend to do this?
Well, they go see this guy Luke, who hooks them up with a bunch of stuff. Like, he gives them some flying shoes because his dad is Hermes.
Okay.
And he also says that to get out of the underworld, they're gonna need these magic pearls or else they're not getting out.
Should probably get their hands on those for sure.
Yeah, and so he gives them a map of where these things are located across the country, and then this turns into a road trip movie.
Oh, okay. Kinda wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, pretty much the whole movie is them driving around the country trying to get their hands on pearls, so at the first stop, they run into Medusa.
Uh-oh.
And she turns this lady to stone while the lady's holding onto Annabeth's arm, so Annabeth, she gets stuck.
Oh no.
But then Grover breaks the lady's arm, so Annabeth is able to get out of the grip no problem.
Why would breaking the arm change the grip of the stone hand?
I don't know, but it does.
Well, okay then.
And then they have to try to defeat Medusa.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really? They gonna outsmart her?
No. They hit her with a truck and Percy decapitates her.
Oh my god.
Pretty cool, right?
He decapitates somebody. Wow, does that have any psychological effect on this child?
Not even a little bit. So then they get another pearl by defeating a Hydra using Medusa's head.
Very cool.
And then they go to this place called the Lotus Casino and they get like drugged by these lotus flowers.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it makes it so that they don't realize how much time is passing, but then Percy hears the voice of his father who's like, you guys, you gotta get out of here.
Wow, so how much time has passed?
5 days.
Wow, the voice of his dad couldn't have chimed in a little earlier?
I guess not. So then they head to the entrance of the underworld, which is located in Hollywood.
That's where I live.
Same here, sir.
Wow, wait, do you think there's a meaning behind that?
I wouldn't worry about it.
it.
Oh, okay.
So they go meet Hades, and then they realize that Luke actually hid the lightning bolt inside Percy's shield that he gave him.
Oh, so Luke is a bad guy.
Yeah, he wanted to get the lightning to Hades because he's a bad guy, and he did not want Percy and his friends to get out of there alive.
Well, then why did he send them on a quest to get things specifically designed to bring them out of there alive? Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty weird villain. So anyway, then the wife of Hades knocks him unconscious, which gives them a chance to escape.
Nice.
But then they realize they only have 3 pearls, but there are 4 of them, so one of them's gonna have to stay behind.
Right, but they were going to rescue a 4th person. How did they not realize they needed 4 pearls?
I don't know, but Grover's gonna stay behind, and he's gonna get all intimate with Hades' wife.
Ugh. Yeah, don't think about it too much.
I'll try. Anyway, so then Percy goes to see Zeus, and he's like, listen, I didn't steal the lightning bolt, but I have it now, so here you go.
Oh, okay.
And then Zeus gets Grover out of the underworld, and everybody's happy, and that's pretty much it. We're out. It's a happy ending. Goodbye.
Wow, okay. So how faithful is this to the books?
Oh, God, not at all.
Oh.
Yeah, just way, way, way different.
You think fans of the books will be angry?
Well, if they are, I'm sure in like a decade or so, a more faithful adaptation can be made.
That's true.
But only if they're upset, which I don't think they will be. Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.